Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It is trade deadline day in the NFL. And if there is a trade in the NFL, you will hear this sound during our show. There you go. You'll be checking into the game with all of us. You want to lock it in? Make sure you're with 92.3 The Fan all day long to see if the Browns are going to make a move. You know, there were little things kind of floating around yesterday. I can't wait to talk to Mary Kay because she said that this rumor kind of died pretty quick. But there was talk about Mike Hall Jr. Maybe perhaps being traded yesterday. You know, he was...
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
Only reason you do that is you don't think he can play or you don't like him.
Yeah, I don't know. I want to ask her about that, too. But there was a little bit of a rumor, and then, you know, you go to Cleveland.com today, and it's like, not happening. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens. Again, I think there are a number of different directions the Browns could go in. I just don't know where they're going. I think we're all kind of confused about what the future is. But right now, we can kind of settle into the fact that they are not winning. And so, we've been asking you this morning for the first hour of the show before we bring Mary Kay Cabot on from the Plain Dealer Cleveland.com. She'll be coming up in less than about 15 minutes from now. We'll talk to her about what the latest is from her perspective. Plus, again, we're going to keep you up to speed on not only the Browns, but everything that's going on in the NFL today with the trade deadline. It's just, do you think they're going to do anything today?
Yes.
Do you think? Jeff does. I'm totally prepared for anything. I'm sitting here thinking, 4 o'clock, nothing happened. Not surprised.
Something will happen.
I'm sure there's stuff going on behind the scenes. Like, there can't be.
Behind the scenes.
How could there not be, right? Well, you don't think Andrew Berry's phone's rung a couple of, you don't think he picked up the phone a couple times today?
It's his job, Andy.
Yeah, it should happen almost every day
for him. Making phone calls.
Let's be honest with it. But we're sitting here, and I think the other part of it is we really want today to be like one of those days in Major League Baseball or in the NBA where you think your team could turn around and still have a chance to do some damage for the rest of the year. That ain't happening. That's not the way it works. And the NFL, to me, traditionally, has been a dud on trade deadline. In fact, and it's better now than it was because they moved the date. But
you know why? Big game, big rosters. One trade does not make the same impact in this sport that it does, certainly in the NBA.
Right.
And I also think in Major League Baseball, you know, one trade at the trade deadline can be a huge difference for a Major League Baseball team. At the NBA trade deadline, you can completely redo a team. And in the NFL, you got 80 guys walking around your building. And you're not going to bring in 30 new guys.
No, that's not.
So it's.
Although if there's a team that would do it, I think ours would try. Tony is in Hudson. Hello, Tony, home of the Explorers.
Tony. Hey, Andy. Jeff, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
It's a beautiful day. Happy Election Day.
Yes, happy Election Day.
Yes, just wanted to run the idea by you guys. I hate the situation we're in, obviously, as we all do, but operating in the land of reality, this is a very important game coming up in regards to draft positioning. So what are your guys' thoughts on maybe being as creative as possible, giving as many young guys, new guys, everybody chances to maybe not succeed on Sunday?
Well, it's an interesting conundrum because, thank you for the question, they've been using all the new young guys all season long. So what would make this game any different than we've seen before? I mean, you're talking, and I don't know injury-wise where they are with a couple of these guys, but, I mean, you're already playing Mason Graham for the most part. You're playing Carson Schwessinger. You know, you're going to have a rookie quarterback no matter what, even if they were to change their mind at the last second and let Shador play this week if his back wasn't hurt. So you're there. Judkins is out there. Sampson sees the field. Fannin's playing. Bond's out there. I don't know how many more rookies you have left to play.
Well, here's the other thought on this. And Tony, I understand what you're saying. And big picture, I feel the same way you do. And it's that winning doesn't behoove you for the draft. It does behoove you to win football games because you're trying to build something and build a culture and get this thing turned around. And so that's why you want to win games. But
I like the way you put that, Jeff. I don't know that I've ever I agree with you on that.
You do want to win games because it sets a better tone. You know, what's better as you head into the offseason if you finish 7-10, Andy, or if you finish 3-14.
As we've seen before, you win your last four games, you got a chance to revive your career as a coach.
But let me give you Tony's thought. Jets are 1-7. They need a quarterback. Browns are 2-6. We think they need a quarterback. Wouldn't you want to be ahead of the Jets in the draft? Because they're taking a quarterback. You would think. You better going to throw a boatload of money at Daniel Jones and bring him back to New York.
I don't see that happening. Do you?
Daniel Jones is going to make some money, whether it's in Indy or somewhere else.
Jim is on the road. On the road, my friend. How are you, Jim?
I'm doing pretty good. I think from the draft onward, once they moved out of that second pick, it was downhill. And I think a lot of people, you know, you talk about consistency in the NFL. People forget that we had four different owners from the time Modell moved until Jimmy Haslam bought the team. And I want to say a 20-year period,
what?
But let's forget.
I mean, you're talking about Mr. Lerner and then his son and then Haslam? You're saying Modell, Mr. Lerner, his son, and Haslam.
And Haslam.
The Lerner family on the team. Lerner family on the team.
I don't know that most people look at it that way, but okay. It's fair enough.
If you want. You can look at it any way you want.
3 years, they weren't even in the league. So it's actually
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Less than 20 years. It's around that.
The league owned us too, so there's a fifth owner for you. How's that sound? They own the rights to what were the Browns for a dead period.
Go with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, the consistency, obviously, you know, just flew out the window. You got owners and then GMs and then coaches and, of course, quarterbacks. And anyway, so I've been following them a long time, and I really feel that when we moved back in the draft, we should have taken Travis Hunter. He had a phenomenal game against the Chiefs, but playing both ways in the NFL, and what happened? He's hurt. He's on IR, but he's a tremendous receiver. He took Travis Kelce down three times his size, single-handedly, made a solo tackle. It was great. Acrobatic catches.
Yeah, I don't think it was so great, but keep going. Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Okay, so that's one. Then I think we should have taken maybe Judkins or an offensive lineman in the second round, third round. I think I would have went Will Howard. And if they want to shoot or later on, okay, whatever. But we need offensive linemen, and we need receivers.
So you would not have taken Judkins?
Oh, no, I would have.
Oh, okay. All right.
Absolutely. I would have taken him over the other Ohio State running back. He's the one I wanted.
I'll be honest. There were a lot of people that saw it the other way around, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, no, but they got him. And I think we should have taken a flyer on Will Howard. I'm afraid he's going to be the next coming of Ben Roethlisberger. I was at the draft show with Spielman that year, and we got Kellen Weirdo Jr., you know. So I'm just saying that I think
– Kellen actually played really hard and was really hurt while he was here. I mean, and thank you, Jim. Listen, I mean, I know his life went sideways. But when he was here, he played hard, man. He played hard every game, and he was hurt.
Played well.
Every game. I can't – I'm not going to – What time is it?
Heavy sigh already.
Yeah, it's just we can't do anything about the past right now. That's the other problem. What are they doing for the future? Today's the trade deadline. What are they going to do for the future? You know what time it's at, Jeff? 4:00. You know what? If we find out they do anything, you'll hear about it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
That's what I hear.
It'll be right there for you. John is in Cleveland. Hi, John.
Hey, you know, I called last year to the morning show at the deadline, like a week before, I think.
You know, they were talking about it, John calling.
They laughed me off the air. Yeah. You know, they gave me the tweeted music. And we should have, this year, I mean, everybody, the contenders, and try to get as many first, second. I mean, I think Garrett and Njoku, you package it to a team like, you know, I don't know, the Bill, somebody who's going to have a high, you know, pick 28, 29, 30, you might be able to get two number ones. I mean, who knows? Garrett, by the time we're good, we draft a quarterback next year. It takes a couple years. Garrett's going to be 2-3 years older. You got to build this team for Brooke Park. You're not going to be good for at least a couple more years. And you haven't been good really forever. But I would trade every asset you can that's older that you can to a contender where you can get a second, a third. And I think with Garrett, you're getting number ones.
Yeah, I wouldn't. The conversation starts at three number ones for me. I'm not saying that that's where it starts.
I would
starts.
Say at least two number ones. But yeah, I would say.
You don't think the Packers aren't looking for a tight end right now?
Yeah, the Lions.
Yeah, I mean.
They're up with Hutchinson. I think the Lions is the prime team, like last year. And Njoku and Garrett, three number ones and like a number two or something.
All right, so we didn't laugh you off the air. We didn't give you chin music. Yep. Feel better, John? You feel vindicated?
But that's what they should do.
All right. All day. Thank you. John tells us what they should do. Thank you, John.
There's a lot of thinking, I think good thinking in John's thought.
I don't disagree.
This team is 2-6. It's coming off a 3-14 season. The roster lacks talent on the offensive side of the ball in particular. If somebody knocks your socks off for somebody who's an older veteran, I get it completely. I get it. And I would be really hard-pressed if somebody called and knocked your socks off for Myles Garrett to not make that trade. And I don't want to trade him, Andy.
Now, I don't want to trade him either. But it's easy to sit here at, you know, almost 11 o'clock, knowing that the trade deadline is at 4 o'clock, right? We're sitting here and we're like, you know, maybe they should trade Myles Garrett. And we sit here and we kick it around and we talk about it for hours. And again, the math Olympics on this thing makes it difficult and hard for the Browns to find themselves in a situation where financially, I don't know where they don't. I know I've read how they can do this. They're still, I mean, they're going to take a bath financially if they have to do that. It's the same kind of problems you're talking about with Deshaun Watson.
But it can be done. It can be done if you want to do it.
And we sit here at, again, 11 o'clock on the trade deadline day and say, okay, trade, maybe it's right, trade Myles Garrett. We kind of talk it, right? We talk it. And then they hit 4 o'clock, and let's just say it happens. Everyone's upset. The whole world, like everyone who's not talking right now and just listening, they're like, did they just really trade him? And like the phone lines are packed. People are mad. Everyone's upset. End of the world. No, it's the end of the season. Is really what it is. If you trade Miles, it's the end of the season. And then you're asking yourself, why would I go to any more games? That's the hard part about that for this year, knowing that they have 9 games left, 5 are at home. But then you start to reap the benefits if they make the right picks. This is where I can't stand it. You know you have a player who can play, and now you're banking that on if we make the right decision in future drafts. I listen to the Barry. Everyone wants to talk about Barry and what he's done in the draft. Dude didn't have 3 first-round picks. There's 1 first-round pick under his regime. I know people don't like that word. But under his regime that's currently on the team, and his name is Mason Graham. That's it. That's the only one. And so now you try to figure out what they're going to do in the future.
Because you missed on your first one.
You missed on the first one, and then you didn't have the next 3, Jeff. You didn't have the next 3.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.